Hi everybody, this is a quick demo of a program called Six Stream Recorder, made by my friend Dave, aka Number Six. And it is a program that will record and monitor any IceCast or Shoutcast server. So if there is a lot of testing or like random streams happening on your server that you want to catch, this is a great program for doing that. The description will have where you can download this program and Number Six's contact info, so that if you have any questions or would like to report any bugs, you can do that. This program is a beta, and so it's got some issues, but it works great for what I use it for. So I'm going to go ahead and Alt-Tab over to Six Stream Recorder and describe the main window.
Audio six Stream Recorder V1.29 dialog stream URL output file recording path sound file 0 o'clock edit selected sample.
Okay, this is the edit field where I can put in a URL for a one-off recording. So if I just wanted to quickly record something on a server and it's just a one-off, this is where I can do that.
Connect button.
That's the connect button.
Stop button.
Stop button.
Edit selected output.mp3.
This is where you type in the name of your output file. You can also find the browse button, which is later on here, for selecting what directory you want it to go into. Again, all these, this program is not designed with accessibility in mind. It was written by a sighted person, and so the buttons are all grouped together fine, you know, visually, but in terms of accessibility, they're not all grouped together perfectly. So the browse button for selecting the directory of your one-off recordings is later on in this menu here.
Shoutcast checkbox not checked.
So we should have just heard browse, but it just skipped right past it and showed the shoutcast button. You can check this if you want it to be a shoutcast server. If you want it to be an IceCast server, you just leave it unchecked.
Edit selected C.
This is the output directory for your scheduled recordings. So if I want all of my scheduled recordings to go into, say, C:\ recordings, then I can set this up here. Right now it's just C.
Schedule button.
That's the button I push to go in and set up a monitoring of a server or to set up a recurring recording. Let's say a show that comes on every Wednesday at 2 o'clock. I can set up the recording in there.
Those up directories, checkbox not checked.
You can tell Six Stream Recorder to store all of your recordings in one giant, big, fat directory, or you can separate the files by subdirectory. And right now, I just have everything going in one big, fat directory at the moment.
Edit selected test.mp3.
So there's a player built into Six Stream Recorder, and this is the area where you type in the name of the file that you want to play.
Browse button.
And this is the browse button to find the file you want to play.
Slider 0.
That's a volume key, a button for changing the volume for the internal player.
Play button. Pause button. Stop button.
And that's the playback controls.
Recording start sound file. Checkbox not checked.
You can check this box here if you want it to play a sound every time you start a recording.
Edit selected sound.mp3.
And that's where you type in the name of the file.
Browse button.
And that's where you go to browse to the file you want it to play every time it records.
About program button. Exit program button. Status edit multi-line read only. Selected idle.
This is where you can see what your Six Stream Recorder is doing right now. So if I was recording a server, then it would tell me what mount points are currently being recorded. Now here's where the buttons start to get ungrouped a little bit.
Play sound file grouping. Sound file. Edit read only. Selected 0 o'clock.
This is the amount of time that I've been listening to a file inside of Six Stream Recorder's built-in player.
Other settings grouping. Disable sounds. Checkbox checked.
I can disable sounds for a recording indicator here.
Record a stream grouping. Browse button.
This is where I go to browse if I want to find the directory for my one-off recordings.
Record with scheduler grouping. Stop button.
And this is my stop button to stop all recordings.
Edit selected sample.
And now we're back at the beginning of the program.
Untitled note audio 405.
And I'm almost out of time.
Six.
My audio boo is just about to say bye-bye because I've only got the five-minute plan here. So I'm going to go ahead and stop this boo, and I'm going to start another one that will describe how to set up a monitoring of a server and also how to set up reoccurring recordings and how to ignore mount points that I don't want recorded. So until the next audio boo, which should be in a few minutes, bye! Goodbye! 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 Goodbye!
Audio boo.